And you can do all these things, but if your heart isn't right, if you don't have a real desire to grow spiritually, they're just going to be activities. And I'm not suggesting you have to do all 10 of these to grow spiritually, but you know what? If you do all 10 of these, or you do these on a regular basis, and you do them with an attitude of out of love for your relationship with Christ, you will grow. I can promise you, you will grow spiritually, and you will start to experience more and more freedom.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the final day of Dr. Randy's series, The Intentional Living Process for Faith. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living studios. Back to the teaching studio in a moment, wrapping up the Intentional Living Process for Faith. As I continue through the what we call the intentionals, the top 10 list, we're going to pull all this together today. And I'll tell you how you can receive this on DVD coming up in just a little bit as well. Hey, listen, this is a special day and a special week. Today is my wife Donna's and my wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Donna. I love you. Thank you for hanging in there with me over all these years. I certainly love her a great deal. And we've had a good life following God every day. And then this week, speaking of marriage, this Friday, I get to speak at a date night for couples to benefit Emily and Lane Bergeron in St. John's, Michigan. It's a really cool couple. They got a neat story. And if you'd like to hear their story, I interviewed them on the radio a few weeks ago, and register for this benefit for them. Check it out by going to the website, theintentionallife.com. And check under events. Okay, this Friday night, date night in St. John's, Michigan. I'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's another thing over the next 30 days you might want to consider is meditation. Maybe you've never meditated. Now, I'm thinking of meditation in terms of having a scriptural passage that you've read and you just, in quietness, away from family, away from radio and television and other distractions, you just meditate on that scripture. Or you meditate on a truth that you've heard. Maybe in your last service at church on Sunday, maybe your pastor said something that kind of really got stuck inside of your mind or your heart. To just meditate on that and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal himself to you. You know, the scripture says in Ephesians 5:18 that we should be filled with the Spirit. It's a daily decision to allow the Spirit of God to fill our life. And times of meditation draw you closer to him. Here's another one. How about scriptural memorization? You know, one of the things over my lifetime, I've memorized some scripture. Sometimes I've intentionally memorized them. Sometimes just by, you know, reading them and rereading them, they just become a part of my life. But you know what? I can tell you there are moments in my life when I'm faced with a challenge, faced with a decision that needs to be made, or with a hurt or something I'm wrestling with, that I can recall scripture that just brings the presence of God into my life, the Holy Spirit closer to me, and taking time to memorize Scripture, maybe just a verse a week. Do you realize if you memorize just one verse every day for the next 365 days at the end of a year from now, you would have memorized the entire books of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Memorization's powerful. Find Scripture. You know, put them on your iPad or on your phone or on a 3x5 card or write them on the mirror in your bathroom. But to memorize Scripture, something over the next 30 days. How about a goal over the next 30 days, one verse every day for 30 days, 30 verses that would draw you closer to Christ, 30 verses that would encourage you. Boy, there's a one thing that'll be for spiritual freedom in your life. Number four in the intentionals, how about service to others? Find opportunities in your community today, maybe in your neighborhood. You might have a neighbor just nearby, just maybe 100 yards from your home that's wrestling and struggling, going through a difficulty in their marriage or their family or their finance, to take them something to eat or just, you know, bring them a book or a word of some encouragement or a CD with Christian music or something just to serve them or go over and wash their car or clean the yard or do one thing for that person. It could be someone at work or someone in church. But, you know, when we talk about finding freedom spiritually, that occurs as we get outside of ourselves. Number five, sharing with others, sharing the truth. Share what God has done in your life. Find someone today, maybe every day for the next 30 days, to share one thing that God has done in your life. He's given you health. He's given you freedom. He's given you an opportunity to work. He's given you a family. And glorify God by just sharing the simplicity and the reality of what God has done in your life with someone who would be encouraged, frankly, by hearing that. Number six on the list of intentionals, how about worship? You know, worship isn't only on Sunday morning when we're at church with the praise band on the platform. You can worship God when you're driving down the street, listening to a song, or repeating scripture. You're raising your heart to Him. Worship isn't only in music. Worship comes from repeating scripture, focusing on Him, bringing Him glory. A tithing, I put, you know, because tithing, when we give, it's an act of worship. It's an act of obedience. Maybe you've never trusted God for that before. You know, the average Christian I've read gives about 2%. Can you trust God maybe just for the next 30 days to say, you know, I'm going to trust God to begin tithing even during these next 30 days, to really trust God to begin the process of being obedient in this area and see what happens in your life. Number eight on the list was reading biographies and autobiographies of Christians. You know, there are men and women who've gone on before us, and their stories have been recorded for us. People like D.L. Moody, the Wesleys, and many others. Men and women who have lived their life with trials and difficulties and challenges, and it's been recorded for us to see that their life was a life of growth, a life of reality, but also a life of a growing faith. And so there are many biographies and autobiographies of great Christians that have gone on that I would encourage you to find and read. Take one book over the next 30 days and read it. Number nine on the list was to listen to Christian radio.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in just a moment to continue his series, The Intentional Living Process for Faith. You hear me talk about family a lot, and who do you go to when you got a problem? Well, usually your family. And so, we're asking you, our family, for help. Recently, we've been in a donation shortfall. So as thanks for a needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God lays on your heart, we'll send you Dr. Randy's brand new DVD with four teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. So go to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press number 4. Dr. Randy's got more, so don't go away.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Terry calling from Columbiaville, Michigan. I wanted to comment on the anxiety. I, too, suffered with that, and it was about a 5-year battle that I'm just basically coming out of over the last 6-8 months. And the one thing that really brought me out of it was listening to your program one day, and it was probably 2 years into it, and you started talking about the one thing, and that just stuck in my mind, and I found myself making myself do one thing every day that I didn't want to do, however small it was, whether it was going to the gas station to get gas. I made myself do something every day, no matter how small, that I didn't want to do because of anxiety. And after a period of about 2 years, it's pretty much gone. There are still some lingering effects of it, which your mind will probably never forget, but that is the path I took. I tried medication that didn't work. I tried counseling, but a lot of prayer and making yourself get up and do things that you would normally just want to not do. I thank you for your program, and God bless.
So, God's called you to do something. What's taking you so long?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
There's a story about a pious old gentleman who would attend the church prayer meetings where he regularly stood up and prayed, "Use me, O Lord, use me," in some advisory capacity. Truth is, all of us would rather avoid sacrifice. Let's serve God in an advisory capacity. But that's not what he wants. Remember what Jesus said about the widow's mite? This poor widow, he said, has put more into the treasury than all the others. She gave out of her poverty. Most of us naturally love to give advice. But as I strive to be a radical steward of the resources God's given me, I understand more and more that an ounce of help is better than a pound of preaching. Use me, Lord, is my prayer today. May I be willing to give whatever God deserves from me.
For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robison. Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Number eight on the list was reading biographies and autobiographies of Christians. You know, there are men and women who've gone on before us, and their stories have been recorded for us. But I would encourage you to find and read. Take one book over the next 30 days and read it. Number nine on the list was to listen to Christian radio. Now, of course, I'm deeply involved in Christian media, videos and radio, Christian radio through our internet streaming and all the things that we do. I believe in Christian radio. I would encourage you to listen to the radio. I know many of you do, and that's how you hear Intentional Living. But to allow the music and allow the programming to become sort of a soundtrack for your home. One of the things when Don and I will get in the car, you know, we've heard a lot of stuff going on in the world. There's so much going on now with politics and so many things that are difficult for us. Just to turn on the radio, to hear the Christian songs coming through from Family Life Radio, to hear the announcers sharing scripture and getting that kind of hope into our lives. And so maybe for the next 30 days, take it as a challenge just to listen to Christian radio for the next 30 days, to let your heart be filled with just that which is going to uplift you and build you. And then number 10, to be active in your church. Church attendance, church involvement, to be very active as a person in fellowship. The Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as many do. And to find a church, if you're not a church now, to find a church where the Bible is taught. There are no perfect people, no perfect churches, no perfect pastors, but to get involved in a church, to be there. There's something that happens when we're in that setting, two or three gathered together, focused intentionally on our faith and growing in our relationship with Christ. Now, there's a list of 10 things. And you can do all these things, but if your heart isn't right, if you don't have a real desire to grow spiritually, they're just going to be activities. And I'm not suggesting you have to do all 10 of these to grow spiritually, but you know what? If you do all 10 of these, or you do these on a regular basis, and you do them with an attitude of out of love for your relationship with Christ, you will grow. I can promise you, you will grow spiritually, and you will start to experience more and more freedom. And that's really what this lesson is all about. I want to conclude, though, with one thing. Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day. To be in that place where you allow him to speak to you, and you speak to him. Think about a relationship with your best friend. I mean, if you never talked to them, if you never were with them, if you never shared with them, if you never listened to them, that friendship would become, it would always be there, but it would just kind of grow distant, and it would be, it wouldn't be as fresh or as valuable as it could be when you spend time together. That's true in marriage. It's true in all relationships that we want to grow. So the one thing I would conclude this month as we think about experiencing freedom with our faith is to realize that being intentional is not so God's going to love us more. We're being intentional in our faith so that we can experience him more fully and we can have greater success in the things that really matter to him in our life. That's what it means to be intentional in growing your faith. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to share. I pray that something that has been shared today will just probe and encourage and motivate those who are participating in this lesson this month to grow in greater freedom in their relationship with you. Thank you for your intentional love for us. And may we respond knowing your intention by living intentionally for you every day. Well, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. right, live back here in our Intentional Living studio, wrapping up the Intentional Living Process for Faith. And this is on DVD and made available to you today. But here's the cool thing. Not only this teaching, but we take this process, the Freedom Process, and the top 10 list for each of four important areas of life. We call them the essentials: parenting, marriage, finances, and faith. And we'd like to get them into your hands because you are needed. You really are. Can I challenge you? Can I ask you to share a gift with the ministry of $100 or more right now to help us here at the Intentional Living Center to get back on track after a recent donation shortfall? We're moving in the right direction, but we got a ways to go. You're faithful, and above extra gift right now be so appreciated. So to say thanks for your much-needed gift of any amount that God lays on your heart, we're going to send you this DVD. But please call today or go online today. During West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4, or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. All right, coming up, I'm going to talk to a caller waiting on deck and see if we can get to some mailbag questions as well. So stay tuned.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. My name is Jeanette, and I wanted to share this story with you. Over the summer, I was at a red light, and I had my windows down. And there was a gentleman in the car next to me at the red light with his windows down. And if anybody were to judge him by his appearance, he would have been the last person probably you would expect to be listening to your station. But we were sitting there for a few seconds, and I started to hear some advice that you were giving somebody. And I yelled out the window, "Hey, what station are you listening to?" And he said, 90.2, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's on every day at 2 o'clock. It's awesome. The light turned green, and he yelled, "God bless," and he sped off. And ever since that day, I listen to your station at 2 o'clock.
Intentional Living is here to equip you with powerful biblical teaching and inspire you with success stories from people living an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I want to thank you. I'm a newborn Christian. Your words inspire me, and you're directing me in the right direction.
With your gift of $100 or more, you'll help the Intentional Living Center continue to equip and inspire families and eliminate a recent donations shortfall and get back in good shape to continue helping people and families to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Call now, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt. This is the Intentional Living broadcast coming to you from beautiful Tucson and from our Intentional Living Center. Okay, Ronnie's in Michigan. Thank you for your call, Ronnie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for about a week now, and it's really been a blessing.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share, you know, this end of this last year around Christmas time, I went through a relationship trouble with a friend of mine, and something where you just sort of felt alone, and it wasn't something you really wanted to talk to people about. And so it was one of those things where it's like you said earlier, you know, I reached out for my faith, and it was very shaky. And so I was just sort of going over myself of, you know, what does God mean to me? And I realized that, you know, there's a very large flaw in, you know, my faith, is that, you know, I look to God when I'm, you know, in trouble, or when I'm feeling, you know, when I feel like I need protection. And I realized that, you know, I haven't been searching for him 100% of the time, even when I don't feel like I need him. And I realize that, you know, God's given me this great opportunity because I have the opportunity to seek God 100% of the time in every way that I can. And I'm starting a Bible study with a friend of mine because, you know, I realize that a lot of my, you know, my beliefs and everything, I believe very strongly, and but people in my family are, like, they're Christians, but it's not something that's ever really talked about. So in my position, you're kind of alone in my belief, whatever. And so a way that I'm trying to be purposeful is sort of giving myself goals every week of ways to search for God, and I'm really excited about it. And
good for you.
The preaching is very helpful.
That's good. How old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 17.
17 years old. And you just found us on the radio?
Yeah, my dad actually put it on a few days ago. We were flipping through stations, and it's hard to really find stations that we like, and he put yours on, and I really am enjoying it.
Well, good for you. Well, Ronnie, I'm glad you're listening to Michigan, and as a young person, you know, let me just remind you again, the scripture says as we draw close to him, he's there, and he'll draw close to us, and as we make that move, and what you're doing as a young lady, moving toward God, getting into his word, trusting him, as you grow in your faith and you allow your faith to grow, filling your mind with that which is going to be uplifting and positive and certainly biblical. The Bible talks about that in Philippians 4:8. You're going to find your life starting to be revolutionized. And I'll tell you what, if you get it right as an intentional person when you're 17 and you start living intentionally in your life, not perfectly, but intentionally, I'll tell you what, by the time you get to be 27 and 37 and 47 and that faith has grown and your life has grown, you're going to look back and say, yeah, we've got regrets, but not as many because I chose to make that decision at that time. So, Ronnie, listen, I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad the station is there for you on Family Life Radio. We continue to be there for you, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
Through your intentional living program, I just turned everything over to the Lord, and the amount of peace that he has brought me through this and the healing has been tremendous. And just seeing God for who he is and realizing that we have a choice in how we deal with these things.
I would intentionally do every day what God is asking me to do. I just pray, and I'm learning to reorganize my finances. I'm being obedient, and he's giving me a new career path. It's all by God's grace.
Yeah, I just want to thank you because you made me intentional. I mean, you've suggested so much. I listened to you on the way home. And, you know, you made me realize that, you know, you got to try. You got to focus on various things and strive for that.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the kind words. I really do. But here's what I believe and what I know. It's what's going on the inside of you. All we are is kind of like a switch Turner, you know, we just kind of flip the switch and let the what God ignite in your heart, whatever's going on that you're ready for. But we're glad to be there. You know, recently I stuck around after I recorded the lessons you've been hearing the last 3 days to answer some questions that came in. And I'd like to share one of those with you right now. Take a listen. Here's a question that comes from one of our intentional living listeners. They say, I've heard you say on the radio that you can tell a lot about a person by reviewing their calendar and their checkbook. What do you mean? Well, you know, our calendar and our checkbook are areas of priority. What we allow on our schedule and how we spend our money reveals more than just our schedule and our money. It reveals our priorities. It reveals at the deepest core of who we are, how we see our purpose, how we relate to God's commands. If our schedule, for instance, is filled with just activity and there's no place for God, there's no place for our family, then, well, we know God's not a priority. If we see a schedule that's all family-centric, it's all for the family, but leaves out the community or leaves out the church, then we know it's a very family-centric priority. If we see money that's spent on a lot of material things and there's not an attitude of giving or sharing toward the needs of others, then we know that tends to be a very materialistic attitude coming from the person. And so when I look at a calendar or when I look at a at a schedule, or a checkbook rather, it reveals something deeper about priorities. It's not so important that I see it. I would encourage you to take a look at your own checkbook. Pull out your checkbook or your credit card registry or the things that you've bought in the last, last year and look at it for yourself. Look at your schedule. Take it out and analyze how you've spent your time over the last 6 months. And then you make a determination of how you see your priorities.
My intentional living is through prayer. I love to pray, and the more you pray, the more you get to know God. And I just thank the Lord for making a way that I can pray, and thank you.
My one thing for making my life better is to get up every morning. I go outside, and as I do my morning stretches, I'm also giving God praise for helping me through the night, for what He's going to give me through the day, and that He loves me.
I'm living intentionally. I bought a one-year Bible along with a one-year study journal, and I'm going to read this Bible in 1 year. And that's my intentional living today that one can do to be closer to God.
Good for you. Hey, listen, tell us your story. 888-888-1717 and press number 2 to share in our comment line, okay? Hey, as we're wrapping up the program today, I'm excited about this week. As I mentioned today, wedding anniversary for Don and I, getting me thinking about marriage and how marriages work. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit about how we've made our marriage work for over 40 years at our date night series throughout this year. But, you know, we got something really special just this Friday. I'm speaking at a benefit for Emily and Lane Bargeron. And you got to hear the whole story. It's an amazing story of what God's doing in their life. And I get to speak St. John's, Michigan, this Friday night, date night. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can check it out at theintentionallife.com. Click the events. You can hear their story, by the way. You can hear the audio from my interview with them and get your tickets as well, with all the proceeds, everything going for this very special benefit. Speaking of support, I want you to know as well, every dime that you give to help us with the Intentional Living Center goes to help us reach more people for Christ. And right now, as you share the best gift you can to help us get back on track with the ministry, we're going to send to you the Intentional Living Process on DVD for parenting, marriage, finance, and faith. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. We're going to continue this series, not on faith, but we're going to turn to marriage, but using the same freedom process that we've been talking about next time. So I hope you'll be here as we continue from Intentional Living. See you then.